I heard, you know, people say, people that have died and then come back, they say, you know, all this about the light at the end of the tunnel. And then there's some take on it that says, don't follow the light because then you come reincarnate. I know that's probably, you know, I know you've talked about this before and there is no dead now. I mean, where do people go then? And what about this light? Is that, should people follow the light or not follow the light?
It doesn't make any difference. It's a glib cliche archetype of something somebody who hasn't been there talking about what is or could be or might have been or woulda, coulda, shoulda, and a can of poutine. And it doesn't have anything to do with anything. A sin, that's all you got to do. And you don't have to do any of that.
Yeah.
You don't have to separate from your meat sack at all.
Uh-huh. Well, I mean, if there were any...
Ann, I got something to tell you, Ann. Am point, so what do you call those things? Near-death experience. So in the near-death experience, a common report is you see the light is attracting you and you go towards the light or you don't, you resist it. But the light is taking you to the dead zone where people go. Well, I am pointing out very early that the light is not taking you. When you see that light, you're starting to come back into the physical. It's the exact opposite.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But now, people don't, where do people go when they die? It's different, right?
It's different. It's a process. There is no death. It's like, okay, when you're a crawler, where do people go when they can walk? You're a crawler, you're a baby, and you're a crawler, and then it connects, and then you're like, okay, where do people go when they walk?
Hmm. Where do people go when they walk?
Yeah, are you a walker, Anne?
I can walk.
Okay, when you can walk, where do you walk?
Wherever I want to go.
Okay, when you're dead, if you die, you can walk the same place, wherever you want to go.